to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you'll hear songs about music. Many poets write about music, and their poems have inspired composers to set their words as art songs. By the way, this is the only radio program in the world devoted to art song. Let's hear the most famous of all the hymns to music, Schubert's An die Musik. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a program celebrating the many songs that have been written about music. You just heard one of the most beautiful, Schubert's An die Musik, sung by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Gerald Moore, the pianist. We're going to hear many such songs throughout the program, but let's get a little balance with Bernstein's I Hate Music, obviously written for a little girl forced to practice too much piano.
I hate music, but I like to sing. La-di-da-di-da. What I call music, no, sir. Music is a lot of men in a lot of tales making lots of noise and a lot of females. Music is a lot of folks in a big dark hall where they really don't want to be at all, with a lot of chairs and a lot of ears and a lot of furs and diamonds. Music is silly. I hate. La-dee-da-dee-da, la-dee-da-dee-da.
Perhaps not the kind of song in praise of music that you expected on this edition of Singing in Other Sins, but a fun one. I Hate Music. Music and words of Leonard Bernstein, sung by Roberta Alexander, with Tan Krohn piano. Let's get back on track with Benjamin Britten's Let the Florid Music Praise.
Let the florid music praise the flute and the trumpet. Beauty's conquest of your face in that land of flesh.
You heard Philip Langridge with Stuart Bedford at the piano in Britten's Let the Florid Music Praise. Let's hear another Englishman's song about music. This is actually Britten's teacher, Frank Bridge. He wrote Music When Soft Voices Die to the words of Shelley. The same words were also set by Roger Quilter.
Thank you.
Music When Soft Voices Die by Bridge, sung by Louise Winter, with Roger Chase viola and Roger Vignoles piano. The same words set by Roger Quilter were performed by soprano Felicity Lott and pianist Graham Johnson. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, songs about music. Let's stay in England, but go back a few centuries for Henry Purcell's Music for a While and If Music Be the Food of Love.
Yes.
Two memorable, beautiful Purcell songs about music, performed by Don Upshaw, with Myron Lutsky cello and Arthur Haas on the keyboard. England does offer us some nice choices in songs about music, the theme of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. So let's hear Edward Elgar's Speak Music and Roger Quilter's Music and Moonlight.
Voices unseen to me.
Wonderful songs to music. First, Elgar's Speak Music, then Quilter's Music and Moonlight. The soprano was Felicity Lott, the pianist Graham Johnson. Now let's turn our ears to American songs about music, which fits the focus of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. We'll hear When I Have Sung My Songs by Ernest Charles, Beautiful Child of Song by Stephen Foster, and How Old Is Song by Henry Cowell. Notice how this final work uses the piano.
Songs to you, I'll sing no more. 'Twould be a sacrilege to sing at another door. We've worked so hard to hold our dreams, just you and I could not share them all again. I'd rather die with just the thought that I had loved so well, so true, that I could never sing again, that I could never, never sing again, except to
beautiful child.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're enjoying songs and about music. In reverse order, we just heard Cowell's How Old Is Song, performed by Marianne Hart with pianist Dennis Helmrich. That was preceded by Foster's Beautiful Child of Song with Jande Gaetani and Gilbert Kalish. And we began with Robert White and Samuel Sanders in When I Have Sung My Songs by Ernest Charles. There's a voice from the past that I always enjoy, especially when she sings of the joy of music. This is Isobel Bailey. We'll hear Handel's Oh, Had I Jubal's Lyre, recorded in 1928. That will be followed by Mendelssohn's On Wings of Song, sung in English in a 1930 recording.
Oh,
vintage recordings of Isobel Bailey, first Handel's O Had I Jubal's Lyre, then Mendelssohn's On Wings of Song. Let's hear Victoria de Los Angeles sing two songs about music by Rodrigo. First, L'Arpa Sagrada, telling of David's harp, and then Lo Violi di San Francesco, the story of the little boy at the Nativity who picked up sticks and from this fashioned a violin to play for the Christ child.
Un clavier chagrin. los bastons que troba llançat per el camí. Se'n posa un llar a Espanya al davant de qui ho ve. Passant l'altra persona amb un arquer d'orfí. Viules de freixa per aquí com a d'aquí. Lisen ses mans sagrades renunciades.
Victoria de los Angeles sang two Rodrigo songs, the first about the Sacred Harp of David and the second the miracle of the violin of the Nativity. The Orchestre des Concerts Lamoureux was conducted by Antonio Rosmar Bach. Next week, recent releases. It never ceases to amaze me. There is always a great number of new recordings of contemporary art songs, as well as those of the past. We'll hear Lieder of Hans Eisler, Spanish songs for soprano and guitar, Richard Strauss Lieder, and Dowland, as well as Britten lute songs. And if you care to hear a Singing in Other Sins program that you missed, go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins and you'll see a link to the archives. We opened with the Schubert Andi Musik, the perfect song, the hymn to music for this edition of Singing in Other Sins. We close with that same song. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.